Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. This is Chris Brown, and this is Chris Brown's True Stewardship, where we talk about just that. We talk about stewardship, which means managing this life that we've been blessed with for God, His way, and for His glory. How cool is that, that we get to do that? And so thank you so much for tuning in. Before we get started, I want to make sure that you know that I am so pumped about this show. We're going to have Dr. Meg Meeker with us because this episode we are devoting solely to parenting. It's going to be pretty cool. Now, you want to start this week off right by registering for our Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway presented by Ramsey Solutions. You can enter every day at stewardship.com to win cash and prizes to change your Christmas. More information on that later on in the show. And make sure you know that there at stewardship.com that we've got some incredible $10 deals on books and resources that can help you get started on this Christmas. Dr. Meg Meeker is with us today, and we're going to hear from her in just a moment. I was reminded recently, I make a lot of blunders as a parent. I don't know if you do as well, but every time I make a mistake or make some kind of blunder with my parenting, I at the end of the day, I kind of, you know, my journaling time at the end of the night, I just kind of write down just real quick, not like a long, please don't picture me like writing on the back porch with a really fancy pen and a journal. It's not like that. It's like making a note in my phone. But all these mistakes that I make as a parent, and I got to thinking about some of the biggest mistakes, the biggest blunders by parents, and maybe Dr. Meg will talk a little bit about this in a few minutes, and maybe you've experienced these. But here's just some of the blunders I've either seen in myself or I've seen in other parents. And here's one. We worship our kids. You know, there's lots of times I'll be at the kids' ball game and I will be like, you are awesome. Like, you're the best. Like, and I just kind of overdo it. And I'm like, Chris, take it easy. They're just an everyday kid, you know? But sometimes we worship our kids. Another one is believing that our children are perfect. You know, just the automatic assumption. I've seen this for years. I was actually a school teacher. The assumption is that junior's perfect and that the teacher's wrong. And so sometimes we do that. Another blunder would be living vicariously through your children. I did the same football games I just mentioned a minute ago. I'll be out there, and it's like as if I'm throwing the ball and catching the ball, but they're the ones doing it. Wanting to be our child's best friend. There's another one. Sometimes I get offended when I go to give them a fist bump or something, and they don't want anything to do with me because their friends are there at the house. And so I'm like yesterday's news. That's not fun, right? But we need to be careful trying to be our children's best friend. Another one, engaging in comparative parenting. Yes, when I think about some of my blunders, you know, you kind of look at the parent to the right, to the left, and how much am I providing? How much am I not providing? How much am I hugging on my kid? How much am I not? It's nonstop. And so I wonder if Dr. Meg will talk about that. And another one that came to mind was missing out on the wonder in my children. And just this morning, Annie came up to me and she said, what does this word say? And I said, it was professional was the word. And her eyes just like, oh, I guessed that. I guessed professional and I got it right. And just seeing the wonder on her face was just like, no way. She just was blown away by the word professional. Pretty cool, right? And maybe another one would be forgetting more is caught than taught. The fact that we need to be modeling. And probably the biggest one that I've had trouble with is underestimating character. Too much focus on behavior and not enough focus on character. So again, Dr. Meg will be with us in just a minute. I'm so pumped that you guys get to hear from her. She, you know, she speaks with the know-how of a pediatrician and the big heart of a mother because she's spent the last 30 years practicing pediatric and adolescent medicine. Her work with countless families over the years served as the inspiration behind her best-selling books. You've read them. You should have read them. Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. Amazing. Strong Mothers, Strong Sons. That's another one. The 10 Habits of a Happy Mother's. And Boys Should Be Boys. Great, great books that she's written. So we're glad to have her on the show in just a few moments. You heard me mention at the top of the show that we're going to do Christmas right. $100,000 giveaway. Why are we doing that? Because Ramsey Solutions wants this to be your best Christmas ever. We're giving away $100,000 in cash and prizes. Go to stewardship.com and click on the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway banner and enter to win. Now through December 21st, there will be weekly winners. You can win valuable prizes, cash. Cash is kind of a good thing, right? Life-changing books, our most popular classes, and much more. So do Christmas right this year. Head over to stewardship.com daily and sign up for the $100,000 giveaway in cash and prizes. Well, as promised, we are so honored to have Dr. Meg Meeker to talk all about parenting. Am I speaking to the Dr. Meg Meeker?
Yes, you are. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be with you.
This show, we're talking all about stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory. We're talking about that's not just in your finances, and that's not just in your leadership development or your personal development or your health, but it also gets into the area of marriage. It gets into the area of parenting. And so I desperately wanted to get you on the show and bring your 30 years of medicine experience. I want to know a little bit about what's going on in the brains of these kids. And I know that our listeners do too. We're getting in these tense conversations about finances and about raising them. And we want to know what's going on in those melons of theirs. So Dr. Meg, what are some of the things that you are, what's the latest things that you're working on right now?
Well, actually, I'm going to start a new father book. You know, I'm a champion of dads.
Yeah.
I'm all about trying to help dads understand who they are in their children's eyes. And so that's perfect what you're talking about. You know, what is going on in children's heads? And I think one of the most important things that we parents need to understand, mothers and fathers, is that yeah, there's a lot of confusion in children's heads. Yeah, there's a lot of peer pressure, a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, a lot of worry, a lot of temptations. But here's what parents can never, never, never forget, that when it comes to making critical decisions, when it comes for children and teenagers making critical decisions, what their parents think and feel is crucial to them. And parents say, oh, no, 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 you don't understand my teenager. Yes, I do understand, because the truth is parents have all the influence, all the power in a children's life, particularly when it comes to making big decisions. And I think that parents can never underestimate their importance in their kids' lives because, and all the research backs this up, you know, I've seen this operate in kids' lives for 30 years, and, you know, a big goal of mine is to help parents out there understand how their kids see them, what their kids want from them, and then how parents can respond to their children. Because once you get parents to understand what their kids want and then help them meet their kids' needs, great parenting is so much simpler. It's hard, but it's a lot simpler.
The tone that I'm hearing from parents as they call into the show is a lot of times they don't feel that power. You know, you spoke to that they have it, but they don't feel it. What would you say to a parent that doesn't feel like they have any power in their kids' lives?
Well, you've got to really totally change the way you think. And parents who feel that way are feeling peer pressure themselves. They're buying into the lies they hear around them, which is, you know, other parents and pop psychology saying, you know what, this is just the way kids are, this is the way they behave, this is what they want, just sort of back out of their lives and sort of go into orbit, particularly with true dads. And it's all a ruse and it's a lie, and they know it's a lie because it's not working. you know, the more parents respond that way, the less happy their homes are and the more distant their kids become. So parents need to move into their kids' lives, not back out. But the popular mantra out there is, you know what, just back out of your kids' way, let them make the choices, them make the decisions, and, you know, and just cross your fingers and hope for the best. It never works. You wouldn't do that with your money. Why in the world would you do that with your children?
Yeah, yeah. Do parents need to feel the pressure to give their kids everything?
Oh. See, that's the problem. Parents feel the pressure to do everything, be everything, give their kids everything because they're not paying attention to the real work, which is what I really need to be doing with my child is spending time with them, teaching them about life, teaching them about where their value comes from, teaching them how to respect themselves and love themselves. So give them the big stuff, the good stuff, and skip the other kind of stuff. And again, I would say parents are buying their kids everything, doing all this stuff for them because they realize that underneath there's an emptiness. So what I coach parents in doing is give them the deep stuff and you won't have to worry about the empty stuff, which is what all your friends are doing. So parents are feeling peer pressure too.
That is so good. Give them the deep stuff so you don't have to give them the empty stuff. That is amazing.
Exactly.
I love that. Now, what would be some advice you'd give to us when we say no? I mean, we're saying no to our kids. What are some things we need to think about as far as their psyche and their esteem and all those kind of things?
Well, I'll tell you, when a parent says no, they should say no and then smile very firmly afterwards and believe their smile. When a parent says no to a child, that child outwardly looks mad and frustrated and they have a temper tantrum. And let me tell you, a 16, 17-year-old kid can have a temper tantrum just like a 2-year-old.
So can adults.
Like, okay, I've been there, done this. You used to do this when you're little. You're doing it again. But we do it, and outwardly the kids have a fit. Inside, that child feels so loved because they know that the parent is taking a tough stand because they love them. Parents, you know, the easy way is to say yes all the time. The kids see right through that. When a parent says yes all the time, what a kid hears in their mind and sees is, you know what, my parent doesn't love me or care enough to fight for me. And when a parent says no to a kid, that kid feels, my parent cares enough to fight for me. And the child also knows, and a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid is still a child, the child knows, I can't do it for myself, but my parent is willing to. Wow, I must be important. And I want to tell you, a girl whose father says, no, you can't wear that, no, you can't go out with that guy, outwardly has a fit, but inside feels so respected and loved.
Wow, that's so good. Now, we've got callers that call in all the time that are dealing with tension with all different age groups. You've got this pre-adolescent, adolescent, and then maybe it's even like their college-age kids. What would be some, maybe just some 30-second advice for each age group on the, probably the number one or top things we need to think about in regards to how they're thinking?
Well, I think that one of the things we always underestimate in our children is their maturity level, their cognitive maturity level, their ability to think abstractly and go, if I do action A today, consequence B will happen in 1 year. Even many 20-year-olds can't work that through. Many 18-year-olds can't. We know that kids can't really do that until their early 20s because they don't have full brain development. And parents are duped. They look at their adult child in a senior in high school going off to college thinking, I've trained and they're okay. But they still think their child is the unusually mature and smart one. Don't do that to your child. Your child still needs you to give good input, solid advice that is going to be contrary to what the child wants to do, that the adult child wants to do, but continue to parent them. Kids aren't really done, if you will, with a parenting process until they're close to 25. That's why I always tell parents, your goal is to get your child at 25, then your parenting is really pretty much done. Because now they can think as an adult, now they can really understand consequences to their actions. But the way they speak and the way they look, and just because they can drive and shave and go on dates, does not mean they can make adult decisions. So don't put them in a situation where they're going to still be the grown-up, have their back until they're at least 25, and then they're ready to be on their own.
Wow. We are so honored to have Dr. Meg Meeker in studio today to talk all about parenting. So this particular call I've received twice, and it was a concerned mom who has taught her child, both of them are sons in both these situations, taught them the Dave Ramsey way of handling finances their entire upbringing. So this whole give, save, spend, and just be responsible and make sure you think about the future as well, all those kind of good things. And, lead in contentment and not entitlement. And then this child in both situations was at the age of 16 to 18, and they were not adopting that principle. They were kind of rebelling from it, and now we're starting to engage in behavior that was contrary to all that hard work. What would you tell a caller that was struggling with that?
Well, I would tell her to hold on. Rebellion is fairly common in the 16 to 18 range. You don't want them to rebel to the point that they're really dangerous to themselves, but this is the time he's saying, okay, I want to do it my way, Mom. I'm going to try it on my own. And I would say, listen, you sunk his roots pretty deep. For 16 years, you taught him the right way to do it. If he veers in the wrong direction for a time, maintain control so that he can't do terrible harm to him. For instance, don't give him all of his money and say, here, go do whatever you want with it. I would not say to a 16-year-old kid, okay, you can take a car and go anywhere you want for an entire weekend and do whatever you want. I've trained you to, and I'd show you how to do it well. They're still a kid. They still can't understand consequences to their actions, and that's what allows them to act so much like a kid. So I would tell them, maintain control over the big things in their lives, the car, the finances, that kind of thing, because they're still not responsible enough to make adult decisions. Let them do some of their rebelling, but hold on and keep teaching them the right way, and eventually kids will come back if you maintain behaving like an adult in those situations. And don't panic. A lot of parents panic and think, okay, it's over, my child's gone. No, he's a very different person at 25 than he is at 16. So you got 9 years to go. So keep him safe, but he'll come back around if you've taught him what's good and true and right.
Yeah. How important is consistency from the parent as far as the validity of your instruction?
Extremely. I think that's when the hardest things for parents is they waffle and they change their mind and they give up because they're tired. They're tired of fighting, they're tired of conflict, they're tired of stress because they've sort of burned everything out at work and they're giving their best to workplace or whatever, and they come home and a child gives them an argument and they go, okay, forget it. Whatever you want to do, I don't care anymore. It's the worst thing we can do because then we tell the child, I give up on you. And I give up on myself, go do whatever you want. And when a child sees a parent giving up, and that's what they see when they see inconsistency with a parent, I'm going to maintain this fight, I'm going to maintain these rules, and then they give up on that, that child feels deep in their heart, okay, you no longer care. So consistency for parents in parenting their children means that I'm loved as a child. That's what the child sees in his eyes. I'm loved and I valued, and that's why you're staying in the fight, Mom and Dad. So that's what consistency really means to the child.
Wow. Consistency sounds really good when we say it, but it's really hard to do when you're in the middle of it all and you've got the distractions of this world. We've got our own temptations as adults, and there's lots of things to consider for sure.
Exactly. And that's what I would tell the parents. Again, we waste all of our energy probably doing, as Dave would say, stupid stuff. You know, we want to buy our kids a bunch of stuff. We want to get them this place. We want to make sure they're the star of this and the star of that, and that they have this and they have the right friends. And that's the superficial stuff. If we really are about teaching our kids their value, we teach them that they are loved. We teach them they should respect themselves because we respect them and they should respect us. Then what we do is we pick a few couple rules, and we are consistent with those rules over life. For instance, you will speak to me respectfully, I will speak to you respectfully, and that will never change throughout your lifetime. And worry about pouring your energy into being consistent about enforcing something like that, rather than wasting your energy making sure your kid gets to the right birthday party or the right soccer team or whatever. Save your energy for the big things. You are to speak to me respectfully. I am to speak to you respectfully. You will serve other people, and I will serve other people with you once a week. We will always do that consistently because that's an important thing to do as a human being. So you pick your few very important big things, and you work on being consistent with those and forget the other stuff, and that's how you win at parenting. And that's what, you know, my talks to parents are all about. I'm starting something called the Strong Parent Project, 12 Principles of Raising Great Kids. And nowhere in there do I say how to get your kid to the right school or into Yale or Harvard. It's all about how to raise great kids who value you and value themselves, who love others well, who serve others well, and who really grow up to have a strong head on their shoulders. And that's about, you know, teaching them the big stuff, not the superficial stuff. And any parent can get that right. We just got to, you know, pick our own, pick the big battles and make sure we win those.
Well, I've heard it said, if you work on your character, then your reputation will take care of itself. And it's a very similar concept. If we work on our kids' belief system, well, the results will definitely follow. So
exactly. And, you know, I'm big on teaching kids humility, you know, teaching kids responsibility, teaching kids how to treat other people and to be treated themselves, teaching kids to be honest, teaching kids to live with integrity. And I will tell you, kids like that stuff a whole lot more than they like worrying about their weight or their looks or their haircut or their football playing skills or their soccer skills, because that resonates with them. They like it. Makes them feel more adult. It makes them feel they're living on a different level than their friends. And you're absolutely right. When we teach our kids about character, we praise them for their character. They rise to that level, and they start to see how silly and how stupid some of the other stuff is that all of their friends are doing. And I'll tell you, they absolutely love it and respond to it. And so that's a big part of what I do, is encouraging parents to get into that space in parenting their kids.
Yeah, I mean, you said that's what you do. And I just, as a parent myself, and as one of your readers, one of your many readers of your best-selling books, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters is one of them, I thank you, because that's exactly what you do, and we really appreciate you for sure. Thank you so much for bringing your expertise to the Chris Brown True Stewardship Show. It was great speaking with you again.
Oh, it's great speaking with you, Chris. It's been a lot of fun, and you know, any opportunity that I have to encourage parents and to not feel defeated, I take, because as I said, any parent with any child can have a better relationship. I don't care who you are or what you've done. It's never too late to improve your relationship with your child, and it's no matter how old they are.
Well, folks, what I heard right there was a commitment from Dr. Meg Maker to be on the show all the time. So, I mean, that's awesome. That's a great commitment. We look forward to having you back on the show, and we really appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Chris.
All right, bye-bye. Well, folks, as you can see, stewardship involves much more than money. It involves our parenting. Those kids, those little rugrats all around our house, yes, those are not our kids. Those are God's, and we get to be a part of their lives. We get to raise them, and so that's a great reminder for us today. I want to thank you for joining us today here at Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Huge thank you to Dr. Meg Maker once again for joining us, and hey, listen, don't forget, sign up every day this week for the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway from Ramsey Solutions at stewardship.com. Let's stay in touch at Chris Brown On Air on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And I want to leave you with this one verse and thought. The verse says, this is love for God, to obey His commands, and His commands are not burdensome. They're not made to keep us from stuff. They're meant to protect us and to so that we'd have life to the full. We'd have life abundantly, the scriptures say. So let's remember that as we go through life and we're obeying God and we're managing this life and managing our kids God's way and for His glory, that it's for us, not something He wants from us. Folks, it's been a pleasure. God bless you.